I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. At least two people were killed today in fresh clashes between Egypt's military and protesters demanding an end to military rule. About a dozen people have died in 4 days of violence now. Hundreds more have been injured. One shocking image from the clashes this weekend stands out. It shows a woman wearing an Islamic robe being dragged semi-clothed and unconscious by soldiers. Video footage shows her being beaten, too. New York-based journalist Mona El-Tahawi was recently attacked while covering the unrest in Egypt. She says the image proves that violence against women by officials there is widespread.
What we see from that image is a clear systematic use of sexual violence by the armed forces in Egypt that is perfectly in line with the same systematic use of sexual violence that goes all the way back to the Mubarak regime. In 2005, the Mubarak regime began using this sexual violence against women. In March, the military used it when it conducted those so-called virginity tests against women. I myself experienced it in Egypt last month, and that image clearly shows that they can't deny that they use this sexual violence against women.
What happened in your case? Can you tell us about that?
Well, in my case, this was in November. I was on Mohammed Mahmoud Street, which is one of the side streets off Tahrir Square that had become a site of confrontation between protesters, police, and the military. And I was beaten by riot police. My left arm was broken and my right hand was broken. I was sexually assaulted by those same riot police. And then I was detained for 12 hours, six by the police and six by the military. And I was blindfolded during some of the interrogation during the detention.
I'm curious to know how widespread this is. I mean, because the image of this woman that we were speaking about earlier was on the front page of one of Egypt's newspapers today under the headline Liars, because
yes,
the military said protesters wouldn't be harmed. But now we're hearing your story, and you've campaigned about the use of sexual violence in Egypt and these protests. How widespread is it?
It's extremely widespread. It's very disturbing how widespread it's become, because since the Mubarak regime began to use the systematic sexual violence against female protesters and journalists in 2005, what it's essentially done is it's given a green light. It says that women are fair game, because if the state can do it, then anyone can do it. And if the state can do it, then when I'm then sexually assaulted by an Egyptian civilian, how then can I expect the state to defend me or to hold that civilian accountable if the state itself has violated and abused my body? And when the state, whether it's the military or the regime under Mubarak, can drag a woman through the streets of Cairo, strip her down to her bra, and kick and violate her in that way, it clearly says that your body belongs to me. And our revolution is to clearly separate the two. My body is mine, my mind is mine, and this is part of the campaign. We're fighting many, many campaigns here, but unless we fight that personal revolution that separates my body from the state, our political revolution will not succeed.
Well, Mona, the state right now in Egypt is an interim military state. Is the military part of the problem rather than the solution?
The military is completely the problem. The military is front and central of the problem, and it's time to talk about holding the military accountable. Field Marshal Tantawi must stand trial for crimes against humanity. The soldiers who are beating and violating people, including that woman, but others, they have killed children. They have killed unarmed civilians. Why are they arresting 9-year-old children over the past 4 days in Egypt? These are not terrorists. These are children. We must hold the military accountable. They must stand trial for crimes against humanity. The police must also stand trial. We haven't seen one single security person stand trial for the martyrs that were killed during the revolution. So the military is front and center of the problem, and we need civilian leadership in Egypt sooner than later.
Mona, do you see any encouraging signs that Egypt can ultimately be a safe place for women?
I definitely do, because I'm seeing so many young Egyptian women and men, and it gives me great comfort to see the men take part in this, organizing protests and marches in Egypt against sexual violence. They're organizing a protest from Azhar, which is the main seat of Sunni Muslim learning, to Tahrir Square on Friday, to say very clearly to Field Marshal Tantawi, who's head of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, that you will not undress my sisters, and I will not be silent as you do that. So I think together there is a sense in Egypt of men and women coming together to fight this, because this is a very special turning point in Egyptian history.
Journalist Mona El-Tahawi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.